Starting Bezis Hashem, Hilchas Basa B'cholav, Shir 17. Simen Tzadik Beis, Sif Gimel Dalad. So let's first see inside the Mechaber Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, Kishin Ne'esu HaChaticho, Machmas HaCholav, Nasas Kol HaChaticho Iser. Once the piece becomes Aser because of the milk, the whole piece is Aser, it becomes a Hanan. Then bishlo imachiris, if this piece is cooked with other pieces, so shishim levatal kula. You need 60 to levatal the whole piece, not only the milk that's absorbed. Then makiro, and if after cooking it you know which was the original iser, mashlicha, you can throw it out. Vachiris mutaris, and then the other pieces are mutar. Then eina makiro, if you do not know which was the original piece, haroitiv mutar, the roitiv is mutar is 60. Vachol hachaticho is asuris. Im chaticha so iser ruil leskavit. But all the pieces are aser if the piece is fit to be served to guests. This is because of the din of chaticha ruil leskavit, that something that's fit to be served for guests is not bottle, because since it's a double choshuv, so the Rabbanan said you can't be mevatel something that's choshuv. And therefore, if we don't know which piece it is, all the pieces would be aser. However, what happens if it's not a chaticha ruil leskavit, it's a small piece, for example? So the Perhetiv says that if it's not a chaticha ruil leskavit, this piece is batal b'rov. You need two other pieces of meat in the pot to be mevatel this piece, if we don't know which one it is. So in this case, it comes out, and if it's not chaticha ruil leskavit, we need two bitulim. We need a bitul of the taste of the piece, and therefore I need 60 in the whole pot against the iser, and I also need to be mevatel the piece itself. And in order to mevatel the piece itself, I need two other pieces in order to say bitul b'rov. So now let's see Siv Dalad. Siv Dalad speaks about Hanan b'shar Yisurim. Until now we talked about Basa b'cholav, now we'll talk about other Yisurim. So this Sif is based on the Gemara and the Tosfos on Daf Kuf. Let's see inside. The Gemara on Chul and Daf Kuf, Amar Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, says as follows. Dorish Rabba b'bachano, Chaticho shel nevelo vishel dog tome eina oiseres achetitin tam beroitiv ubekipa ubechatichois. A piece of nevelo or of tome fish, non-kosher fish, eina oiseres will not aser other food achetitin tam until it gives taste beroitiv in the gravy ubekipa and in the sediments ubechatichois and the pieces. Meaning that when we stir up the whole pot to mevatel the taste, and unless there's taste, it's mutter. Uki Rav Amoyva Aleha B'Dorash. Rav put up a Metorgamon. A Metorgamon was the person who gave over the shear to the public. He had a loud voice, or whatever the case was. So Rav told his Metorgamon to darshan, not like Rav Barachana, rather, kibin shenosan tam b'chaticho, rather if it gives taste to a piece next to it, chaticha asma nasas nevela, that piece will become a nevela, vayiseres kol chaticha is kulon mpnei shehin mina, and then that piece will aser all the other pieces because it's min b'mino. So Rashi says the case was that it was cooked together with one piece, and afterwards more pieces were added to the pot. Amalei Rav Safra l'Abaye. So Rav Safra told Abaye, michti, Rav kaman amal shmaitzei, who does Rav hold like for Rav Yehuda? Who does Rav say his din like Rabbi Yehuda? Dama min b'minoi loy bottle, who holds that two things that are the same type, they're not bottle. So, my ir yerkin nosan tam, why does it have to be that the iser gave taste to the piece next to it? He loy nosan tam nami, even if it does not give taste to the piece next to it, it should still ask for the whole piece. The iser itself, since it's min b'mino with the pieces in the pot, why can't the iser itself answer the whole pot? So Abaye answered that we're talking about where the original iser was removed. So the original iser was removed, and it gave taste before it was removed to another piece. Now this piece that got taste from the first piece will answer all the other pieces since it's the same min. That's the Gemara. So Tosa says, is the iser, where the iser was removed. Then Tosa asks, v'im toimer, even if the iser was removed, why is the second piece, in other words, let's call the iser piece A, and the piece next to it piece B. So why does piece A have to give taste into piece B? Afilu loynos natam nami, even if the isu doesn't give taste into piece B should still ask for the rest of the pot. Daha b'mino iseris b'choldahu. Since piece B was cooked together with piece A, so now it's osir, even if there's no taste, because min b'mino is not bottle, so therefore piece A asks piece B, and now piece B should go and ask for the rest of the pot, because it's min b'mino. Why does it have to be speaking in a case where piece B absorbed taste from piece A? So v'omer Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam answers, dehi gufa mitzvah, even though it itself is osir, b'kol shehu, mikom mokim lo amrinon shetasa nevela. Le'eser kol ha'cheiros, kivan shehi atzma lo ne'esra, ela al yedei kol shehu. So Rabbeinu Tam says that we don't say that piece B becomes a nevela to osir other pieces, since it only became osir from a kol shehu. So we see that according to Rabbeinu Tam, something that only became osir from a kol shehu does not become a chanan, and therefore won't answer other pieces. But if it absorbs taste, we say chanan, and once we say chanan, this piece can answer other pieces. Rabbeinu Ephraim, hayo eimer mitoch kach, Rabbeinu Ephraim learned from here, dafilu ki nosna batam, even if piece A gives tam into piece B, ein haheter na'ases nevela, you still don't say chanan, shitztarach shisha mekeneged kol hachaticha, that we should need 60 against the whole piece, elo keneged ha'isur habalurba. So, Rabbeinu Ephraim learns from here that by Shari Surim we don't say Chanan. So as he explained the Gemara, if we don't say Chanan, even if it got taste from piece A, piece B should still not answer the rest of the pot. Hilkoch Rav the Omar, Hocho the Min B'Mino Le Bottle, according to Rav that we say Min B'Mino Le Bottle, Kishachatichas Heter Kibla Tam in Hanavela, Choshevo Isu Ke'ilu Hu Be'ein, if the piece of Heter absorbs, piece B absorbs taste from the Nevela of piece A, so now the Isser is considered that like it's Be'ein. V'yseres kol hachaticha is b'mashu. And therefore it answers all the other pieces b'mashu. Since it's like it's Be'ein. Aval ki lo yinosna ha'nevela tambo. But if the nevela does not give taste into piece B. Loi hoysa yseres hachaticha m'pnei shehin mina. It would not answer the rest of the pot because it's mina. Sheharei ein tzorach levatal elo ha'isser levad. Because we only have to mevatal the original Isser. And since the original Isser, piece A, did not give taste into piece B, have your Isser command a lesser. So now the Isser is as if it's not there. The original Isser is as if it's not there. And we don't say it's like it's Be'ein. And therefore, since it's not Be'ein, piece A will only ask for piece B, but piece B cannot go and ask for the rest of the pot. The dafka gabe tipas cholov amin and lekamon bepera kol abosser dechaticha atmanas nevela. The only time we say chanan according to Rabbeinu Ephraim is by bosser becholov. The tzorach shishim keneged kol hachaticha, and we need 60 against the whole piece. Velei sagav bitol tipa luchud, and it's not enough to mevatel the tipa of cholov, the drop of milk. Mishum dekol chad bechad ba'apei nafshi shori. Since each one by itself is mutter. And now that they're together, they're osir. Therefore, we say that the basar now is isir. It's intrinsically osir. And therefore, we need 60 against the whole piece. So the isir is the combination. The isir is not one or the other. So since the isir is the combination, the whole combination is osir. And therefore, if meat and milk are cooked together, and either half a zayas of meat, which has milk taste, and half a zayas of milk, which has meat taste, I get malchus, because it's a kazayas, a basa b'cholov. Well, kach tzorach b'roitiv shishim levato kol ha'chaticha shenofal alei ha'tipas cholov. And therefore, we need 60. And the path of mevatel the piece that the milk fell on. Aval chatichas heter shebola tam nevelo, but if heter absorbs taste from a nevelo, b'nesra, and it becomes osir, v'chozro v'nosra tam b'roitiv, and now this piece gives tam, his second piece gives tam in the roitev. And so, ha'lashishim levatal ha'isr shenivla b'chaticho. We only need 60 to mevatal the isr that's absorbed in the piece. Mein tzorach shishim el shal isr chaticho. And we do not need 60 against the whole piece. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim. The rest of the Tosafos will leave. So now, we saw the makor of the machlekes of Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we say chanan b'shar isurim. And the reason over there that piece A has to give taste into piece B is because we do not say Hanan by Isurim Mashu. But according to Ben Ephraim, we don't say Hanan at all by Shal Isurim. And the reason, according to Rav, piece A has to give taste into piece B is because if it gives taste, it's Ba'ain. But if it does not give taste, it's not considered Ba'ain. And therefore, it won't answer this other pieces. Only Mim B'mina that's Ba'ain can answer. But Mim B'mina that's not Ba'ain will not answer. So let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Lo yomu chaticha atma na'asis nevela ela b'basar b'cholav. We only say Chanan by basar b'cholav, aval loy b'shar isurim, but not by other isurim. You see that the Mechaber passes like Rabbeinu Ephraim. Kegoin kezayis chelev shenivla b'chaticha. For example, if a kezayis of chelev, forbidden fats, that gets absorbed into a piece of meat, ve'ein bo shishim levatloy, and there's no 60 in the piece of meat to mevatel the chelev, ve'ne'esra, and it becomes asur, ve'achar kach bishla im acheros, and afterwards it gets cooked with other pieces, this piece of meat that absorbed chelev, ein sorach el shishim kadei kezayis chelev. We only need 60 to mevatel the kezayis of chelev. We'll learn in Siman Tzedek Tes that even the piece of meat itself can be mitzarefed to the 60 to mevatel the chelev. So then the Mechaber says, Va'oz afilo chaticha atzma chazeres liyos meteres. And if this 60, even the original piece, returns to being water. So this is the Achronim that Taz and the Shach point out is a stira to Siman Kufvav. Over there the Mechaber says that even though we do not say b'chanan b'shar isurim, we still say that the piece of meat remains aser. Because we say, Efshel soichatoy aser. So the Shach answers that, over here the Chiddush is, that even if I don't know where the piece is, the original piece, and we learned by Basar B'cholav that if it's a Chaticha Ruy L'Skabed, it will answer all the other pieces, but in this case, since it's Shari Surim, it will be Batal B'roiv. This is because the din of Chaticha Ruy L'Skabed is only by an Isser Machmas Atzma, that in itself is intrinsically Aser. But if it's only an Isser, because it absorbs taste from somewhere else, we do not say that a piece of meat has a din of Chaticha Ruy L'Skabed. And therefore, in the case of Shari Surim, it will be Batal B'roiv. Then the Ramah says, "V'yesh aymrim damrinim b'chol isurim chaticha nasas nevela." We say by all isurim chanan, like Rabbeinu Tam, "V'chein haminig poshut v'ein l'shanes," and that's the minug, and it should not be changed. And whether chanan by shari isurim is d'rabbanon or d'oraisa, according to the Taz and Shach, it's d'rabbanon. But Rabbi Kivira says that according to Tosfos, it's d'oraisa. So the Ramah continues, "V'dafka im ha'isur dovok b'chatichas heter." That this that we say Chanan b'shar isurim is only where the isur is attached to the heter. For example, chelev, the osur fats, which is attached to the meat. Oy shachaticha kula chutz avoyte, benafel aleha isur. Either it's dovuk, means even in the roitev. Oy kula chutz l'roitev, benafel aleha isur. Or it's totally out of the roitev and some isur fell on it, even if it wasn't dovuk. Avli mitzis hachaticha toicha roitev. But if part of the piece is in the roitev, the ein ha isu dovuk boy, and the isu is not attached to it, lo yamrinan chaticha nasis nevela. We don't say chanan, or mitzdarek kol hakadera levatol ha isu, and the whole pot will help to mevatol the isu. Or makom mochem yish lahachmer la'aser oisu chaticha. However, we should be machmer to aser the piece of meat that's partially in the roitev, if there's not 60 in the piece, against the isu that fell on it. We'll explain this more when we get to the Shach and Taz. V'chol zeh b'shar isurim. This is only by shar isurim. Aval b'basar b'cholav, af al pi she'en ha isur dovuk, v'b'basar b'cholav, even if the isur is not dovuk, o mixes ha'chaticha toicha roitiv, and part of the piece is in the roitiv, amin ha'chaticha nasas nevelo, v'si chanan, and therefore, this piece can answer the rest of the pot. So on the first part of this Ramah, the Taz explains to us what's the reason of dovuk. Let's see inside Taz Yud Beis. Im ho isu dovuk, be isu veheter ha'oruch, mefarish ha'tam, b'shem smak. The isu veheter ha'oruch brings the reason from the smak. Ma'achosh ha'dovuk b'zeh ha'isu, that since the isu is attached, it's aser, as I'll explain later. V'chein le'teilea b'gufoi, the same thing is a worm found in the animal. V'chein dog tor shenimsa b'meyav, la'achosh ha'nizbash al sheretz, oy dog tomei, or if a sheretz or tamei fish is found inside a kosher fish, v'leihoyah b'dog atzmoi shishim negdoi, and is not 60 in the fish itself against the sheretz, or whatever was found usher that's inside it. Mechol kahai gavnach, or any such similar cases, the issue is dovok. So why is it usher? Kashinan shema pam achas nisho levade bevoitiv b'seifa ivoy. Perhaps it was left by itself when the pot was poured out. Hashema pam achas etziya v'seches chutz l'deva. Or maybe it went out of the pot, means it went out of the liquid when it was still hot. V'nasas nevela, and it became a nevela. And when it was put back in the pot, it doesn't become water again. And therefore will answer everything in the pot, unless it's 60 against the fish that had the issu inside it. That's the issu beheter. That the reason of dovok is because perhaps it was once by itself in the rotav, and there wasn't 60 against it, or it was above the rotav. So the task continues. Min zeh niru l'anias daiti. That if you find a sheretz or a piece of a sheretz in the head of a fish, when it's bashal kach, im shay dogim, and when it's cooked like that with other fish, in such a case, we need 60 against the whole head of the fish. Finding in the head has the same din as if it's found in the stomach. So the Taz says, behind a dafka b'isadai raisa. This is only if the issu d'oraisa, akomashi chelachti simanayin beis sif gimel, over there in Hilchos Melicha by Lev by the heart, he says this chiluk. There were only choshish that it was left by itself or out of the roitev by an issu d'oraisa. V'oid raya, imashukosav issu v'heto aruch kolam and bevav zinyud beis, but apuach sheish by tolea, by an apple that he found a worm in it, the choshav issu dobok, that the apple is considered an issu dobok. And he's 60 against the whole apple if it's cooked. If there's not 60 in the apple against the worm and it's cooked, then he'll only need 60 in the pot against the whole apple. The same thing would be over here. He found a worm that was used to catch the fish, stuck into the palate of the fish. Maharil, liklif makoimed, Maharil says you have to take off a klipa. The taimen is batal b'shishim, afilu b'bishul. Em yesh b'chatichosh, and nimtze boi, shishim kenegdoi. If there's 60 in the fish, the taimen is batal, and all we need is a klipa. But you see that you need 60 in the fish itself. V'chein ha'yamoira al-chaticha krebs, sh'nimtze b'roishu hadog, a piece of some sort of isu, maybe an isu fish, that was found in the head of the fish, if in the head of the fish is 60 against this iser, then it's mutter. So if we see from all these places that not only if it's stuck on to the heter do we say it is dovok, but even if it's found in the heter, in the stomach or in the head, we still say iser dovok. But the Taz says, Ela delfi hasvor nire, deloi habi dovok, dehamunach b'makam she'efshel aretiv lobi l'chol atzdodim. The Taz says it's not dovok because the weight could get to it. So over here, the Taz is hard to understand. We saw that the weight could get to it, but still, maybe the fish with the worm, or whatever the issue was out of the weight. And so what if the weight could get to it? So I think the best way to understand over here is according to the Yad Yosef. The Yad Yosef is born in the Imre Bina, which could be found on the side of the page in the Machon. So at the end of Sivkot Nyur, the Imre Bina brings the Yad Yosef, which says that there's some words missing here in the Taz. He says you have to add words like this. V'oid yesh tam l'isser dovok. There's another reason for dovok. She'isser hu machmas atzmoy. That the isser is machmas atzmoy. Nishu hatam b'mkoymoy. Not sure what he means over here, but the isser machmas atzmoy. But basically what he's trying to say is here that the tam stays in its place, meaning it'll go into the food next to it. What he probably means is the reason of mamayu levloya. Since it's mamayu levloya, it will go into the piece and answer the piece next to it. It will go first into the piece next to it. So the Taz says it's not if the roitiv to get to all sides. Because if the roitiv could get to all sides, it won't go straight into that piece. So what are we left with? We're left with the chash. Maybe it was once out of the roitiv. So the task says, "V'kivan shadav zed achaticha nasas nevela v'shavi suim hu ena elam edrabanan." Or, "Komashe kasafti and that you should tzadet gam kan lahokol v'leihavi chaticha nasas nevela. So over here, since it's not attached, the roitiv could get to it, so all we're afraid of is that it was once out of the roitiv, so therefore we won't say chanan. The piece itself will be aser, because maybe it was out of the roitiv, if the isur inside is an isur d'oraisa. But we won't say chanan, and if the piece goes back into the pot, we won't need 60 against the whole isur, since chanan, b'shar isurim, is only d'rabbanan. But if it's attached to the piece, then we will say chanan. That's basically the Taz. So as we've seen, there's two reasons from Isur Dovok. There's the reason that says explicitly in the Taz that maybe it was out of the Boitiv, and the other reason of Mamayo Lavloya. The Maisa, the Achreinim, the Chabazdas, and the Yehuda say that the only time we say Mamayo Lavloya is if it's naturally together. But if it's not naturally together, we don't say Mamayo Lavloya. The proof they bring is from the Machlokes Rashi and the Ri. Since Bashar Isurim, we basically pass like the Ri, and the Ri holds that even though it goes first into the meat and it's the only place it goes in the beginning, but still that piece will continue and we don't say Chanan. So the same should be if it's in the Roitiv and it's not attached. But if it's naturally attached, we say that it goes in stronger and the piece will become a Chanan. That's how the Chavazdas and Yadahud explained. The way we saw the Taz, it doesn't sound like so much like that, because we said that the Taz says that we don't say Mamayo Lavloya if the Roitiv can get to it. It sounds like if the Roitiv can't get to it, even if it's not naturally attached, we still say Mamayo Lavloya. But according to that, we have the question, what's the difference between this and Shitas Ri? So now, Amot Ramos says that by Shari Surim, if the piece is halfway in the Roitiv, we don't say Chanan, but it's a Chumah to ask for the piece, and by Bas v'chalav, if it's partially in the Roitiv, you say Chanan. So in this, the Taz says it's a stira on what he says in Sif Beis. In Sif Beis, he says, according to the way the Taz learns, that the Ramah was Chayzer from what he wrote in Dekim Moshe, and the Ramah holds that even without stirring, if we'd hold like Rashi, then the piece would become Asr, and then that piece would Asr the whole pot. So what he says in Sif Beis, that only the piece is Asr if it's 60 against the drop in the pot, so he's holding like the Ri, and he's just machmer on the piece. So over there it sounds like he's not paskin like Rashi. He's the same thing he says over here by Shari Surim, he says over there by Basa B'cholav. And over here he concludes that Basa B'cholav is different than Shari Surim. So it comes out that it's a stereo between Sif Dalet and Sif Beis. That's the Taz of Kasha. But the Shach answers that he holds that even according to Rashi, if the piece becomes Asr, it won't Asr the rest of the pot unless it's stirred. But the Ramah is a mesupik, the din is like Rashi or the Ri, and therefore he takes the chumis of both. And therefore, if the 60 gets a drop in the pot and it was not stirred, so only the piece is aser. But if it's stirred later, then this piece will aser the whole pot. That's by Basa B'cholov. And the Sif Beis is talking about where it's not stirred. And over here also it's talking about where it's not stirred. But by Shari Surim, we have a kula that we don't say Chanan, if it's partially in the Roitiv. And we're only machmer to aser the piece, and even if it's stirred afterwards, still will be makel to matter the pot, and we don't need 60 against the whole piece. This is because we have a combination of the Ri and those that say there's no chanan b'shari surim. So the Ramah holds, since chanan b'shari surim is already a machloikas, and according to the Ri, there's no chanan in this case, so we could be makel. So B'kivei Egrup adds that this combination is, it's only a combination of chanan b'shari surim and the Ri. But if it's a combination of Chanan b'shari surim and Rashi, since the Ikur din is like the Ri, we would not be Mekel. What's the case? For example, the piece was halfway in the Roitiv, and there wasn't 60 in the Roitiv and other pieces in the pot against the drop, so now according to the Ri, everything's Aser. But according to Rashi, since it doesn't spread from this piece to the other pieces, the only piece of meat that the Isur fell on is Aser. So if I take a different piece, if I take a piece that the Isur did not fall on, which is Asur according to the Ri, but Mutar according to the Rashi, and then I put it in a different pot, so if I take Chanan b'shari surim, according to the Ri I need 60 against the whole piece, and according to Rashi everything is Mutar. So Kivega says that since over here the Ri would be Machmer, even though it's Chanan b'shari surim, still a Machmer. He's only Mako, we have a combination, we're both in where the Ri would matter it, and it's Chanan b'shari surim. But where the Ri Asurs and Rashi matters, then even though it's Shari Surim, we're still Machmer. So let's continue in the Ramah, by the Yud Dalet of the Shach. Yesh oimim deloy amrinan chaticha nasis nevela. You know, those that say that we don't say chanan, im nes arab isolach behetolach. If an isol liquid got mixed up in mutol liquid. Ve'achar kach nes arab hakol beheter achar, and then this liquid got mixed up into other liquid. Ve'in tzrichim rak shishim neged ha'isr she'nofal. So all we need is 60 against the original isur. Ve'ish lismach al zeh, v'shar isurim l'tzorech hefzin godol abalur b'basa b'cholav. You can rely on this in a hefzin merubah, but not a basa b'cholav. A basa b'cholav, even though it's lach b'lach, will have to be a machmer, even though it's a hefzin merubah. So now what's the reason to differentiate between lach b'lach and a regular case of l'chaticha that absorbs isur? So the Taz, let's see inside, Sifkot and Tezvav, says, Im nisarev isolach behetolach, if liquids get mixed up, Atama beisesef v'shem Mordechai, he brings the reason of the beisesef in the name of the Mordechai, the dafgo b'chaticha atzmo mitamcha shibus, ki hachatichas iser nikar ben muvdahu. It's only by a piece of meat we say chanan, because it's choshev, because it stands by itself, v'nasas nevela, and it becomes a nevela, ve'eich yitztaref aleh shum heter lebatel ha'isur ha'bulua. And therefore we can't combine other heter to v'mitztaref the isur that's bulua. Ava b'dov alach b'alach, but by liquids, g'gon yayin b'mayim, like wine and water, davoy d'zora, she'ein ha'isur nikur v'nivdal, where the isur is not recognizable and separated, ve'ein kach shivas isur, mis'arev heter ha'sheni ma'rishoin. So therefore, the new heter can mitztaref with the original heter to be mevatel the iser. Adkan l'shani, that's the Mordechai. So the Mordechai is learning that there's a difference between a piece and liquid. By a piece, since it stands by itself, we say chanan, but by liquid, since it's all combined, it doesn't stand by itself, we don't say chanan. Because of Rashal, peregrin anosh is simen samach, mikomokim nirali, l'chalik, and Mashal argues on the Mordechai, and he says a different reason, why lach balach is motor. The zeru dafka shen is arab sholay kaderach bishol. When we say lach balach is mortar, it's where it was combined not through cooking. Abul imu derech bishul, but if it was combined through cooking, shubin esin es tam shen es arav shom eiser. When the eiser is combined, it gives taste. Ba'achok ach nafal min ha'roitev l'tav shol ha'heter, and afterwards some of this roitev, even if it's liquid, falls into heter. So shishem neged kol roitev shen nafal. You need 60 against all the roitev that fell in. Ve'sagi lach shel kama nivla b'shir roitev zeh min ha'eiser l'fi erech. And we don't say that we only need against the ratio of Isser and the Reutiv, since it was cooked together. Avalach balach, kogon yayin b'yayin, oy mayin b'mayim, but lach balach, wine into wine, water into water, ho asurim, nucholay medolein amrinan kvar nasa kol ha'heter nevela, we could say you don't say chanan, befrat shum milza d'rabonon, d'ratichon nasas nevela hu d'rabonon, since it's sharisurim, chanan is d'rabonon, and therefore, since it wasn't combined through cooking, we don't say chanan. And if you add enough heter in combination with the original heter to move out the iser, it's mutter. How can both? That's the mashal. So the Taz says mashal midvarav that filu shaloi b'mokam hefsid lo yamun and balach shenasa nebela. He says that according to the mashal, we see that even if there's no hefsid, we don't say chanan by lach balach shaloi kedibu ramokan, which is not like the Ramah. The Ramah says we only do not say chanan by lach balach only if there's a hefsid meruba. So the Prima Gadim clarifies that it sounds from the Taz that the whole difference between the Mashal and the Ramah is in a Hefzim Ruba. According to the Mashal, even if there's no Hefzim Ruba, B'Shar Yisurim, we don't say Chanan, Balach Balach, and according to the Ramah, you need a Hefzim Ruba. But the Mishpat Zav explains that really there are two different ballparks. Because really the Mashal, even though he doesn't bring the Ran, but you find the same thing in the Ran. The Ran says that, when do we say Chanan? By Derech Bishol. But if it's not Derech Bishol, then you don't say Chanan. That's one difference between Lach Balach and Achaticha. And the other reason is the Mordechai, which is also the Vayved, brought by the Rashi ben Ran, that hold that there's a difference between a piece, which is a separate entity, and a Lach. So it comes out that there's a big difference between these two reasons. If you say that any time that it stands by itself, it's a separate entity, we say Chanan. But where it's not a separate entity, we don't say Chanan. So by Kovush, or Malicha, if Heter absorbs Issa through Kavosh, so we'll say Chanan because it's a separate entity. That would come out of Chumrah, and we have a Kula, that Lach Balach that were cooked together, since it's not a separate entity, we would not say Chanan. That's if you say like the Mordechai and the Ravid. But like the Mashal, which is the Ran, it would come out the opposite. That if it was absorbed through Kavosh, it would be mutter, since it's not derech bishul. That would be a kula, and a chomer would be balach balach, that was cooked together. Since it's derech bishul, even though it's not a separate entity, we'd say chanan. So it comes out that really the Ramon, the Mashal, are two totally separate reasons, and like we saw, there's two separate nafkaminas between them. Those are the reasons of lach balach. So then the Ramon continues for the tezayin of the Taz. Pieces, we do not say chanan. If one piece of nevela gets mixed up with another piece of hatter, and now there's no bittel, because there's no roiv, the din is remember minoy yovish biyovish, pieces which are the same min, we say bottle bevov, even do a bonon. That's if you have two pieces against the one piece, but if you only have one other piece, so now they're both aser, but we don't say chanan. And therefore, if I add one more piece, there'd be bittel berov, and then it would be mutter. According to the rules, we'll learn in Simen Kuftes. So now, let's just see the piece of the Taz about two mashus. So first, the Taz brings Rabbeinu Tam, that we saw in the beginning of the Shir, that we don't say Hanan by Issa Mashu, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a piece of meat that became asa through a mashu, remember me, now he won't ask it further. So let's see from the Taz in the middle where it says Bekivon. And the Machon is 17 lines from the top in the right column on page Kuflamet base. So the test says, V'kivan sh'am rinan tzvor ezois b'isam mashu b'min b'minoi l'rab Yehuda shumana Torah. Since we say that one mashu won't answer another mashu, even according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds me b'minoi is not bottle midai raisa, k'di isa resh per kisa dam mikrot d'balokach dam hapar. It says in the beginning of kisa dam and chulin that we learn out from the fact that they mixed up the blood of the par and the blood of the soil in Yom Kippur, that min b'mina is not bottle. Mikol shekhen shenem ahochi be'isa mashu demin du'abonon. We certainly say that one mashu won't answer another mashu by an isa that's du'abonon. Kogoyin, chametz of Pesach, the isa mashu shaloi min du'abonon. Chametz of Pesach, the fact that it's asa b'mashu is only min du'abonon. V'chem b'yayin esach, also yayin esach, which is only asa b'mashu min du'abonon. That certainly if this thing that became us through a mashu falls into other pieces and the 60 against it, the mashu won't answer it b'mashu. So the Taz is saying that even b'chamasu Pesach, since it's through a bonon, we say that one mashu won't answer another mashu, and all we need is 60 against the iser that became us through a mashu. So on this, the Nekudas HaKesef argues. He says that when do we say that one mashu won't answer another mashu, that's only by something that's asu b'mashu min b'minoi. But something that's asu b'mashu, even min b'eina minoi, will say that one mashu will answer another mashu. For example, something that's asu min b'minoi b'mashu is davar sheyesh lo matirim. A davar sheyesh lo matirim, for example, an egg that's born in Yontif is asu. But it's called the davar sheyesh lo matirim because it's mutter after yontif. And therefore we say you should not eat it on yontif, and it's not bottle even b'mashu. But that's only min b'minoi. I will explain the reason when we get the mitzvah shem to Simen Kuf Beis. Therefore, since it's only asa b'minoi, it won't asa further b'mashu. Or another example is chametz that got mixed up in Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So when do we say the chametz of Pesach is asa b'mashu? It's only on Pesach. But before Pesach, we say it's batel b'shishim, but it has a din of davar sheyesh lo matirim, and therefore, if it's min b'minoi, it will asa even b'mashu. So anything that's asa b'mashu only min b'minoi, it won't asa further. The reason is, the Shach explains, is because since we don't say chanan, so therefore this mashu is not considered min b'minoi with the next pieces. This piece that became asa through a mashu is called a koyach acha me'urav boy. Something else is mixed into it. It's a mixture of iser and heter, and therefore won't answer other pieces. So Shach learns that something that's a mixture of iser and heter is not called minoi with something that's only heter. One is a mixture and one is not a mixture, and therefore it's not called mimba minoi. And since it's not called mimba minoi, it won't answer the other foods that it falls into. But something that's also even mimba in a minoi, for example, chametz on Pesach, it's asu min b'meina minu afilu b'mashu. So something that becomes asu through a mashu can asu further another mashu. So then the Shach also argues on the point of the Taz, that the Taz says that you need 60 against tzipisa bekim asur to a mashu. The Shach says that if we say one mashu doesn't asur another mashu, that means we don't say chanan on the first piece that became asur. And since we don't say chanan, we don't need 60 against that piece. All we need is against the mashu that became asur. So let's say another piece in the Taz. Towards the end of the Taz, in the Mechonis on the left column, 17 lines from the end of the Taz. He says, Ela de tzricham onu levayr, dehar de kosva tois vesel el b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, de tre mashu lo yamrinan. This the Rabbeinu Tam says that two mashus we don't say. One mashu doesn't answer another mashu. Mayri shechaticha se iser hoiseni keres. It's talking about where the piece that became usher through a mashu is recognizable. And we only matter the brios that come out of the piece that became asur. And we say the one asur b'mashu. But that's all if we know where the original piece was and we removed it. But if we did not remove the piece that became asur through a mashu, it will asur the whole pot. Okay, and b'chametz of Pesach nami, ein lahakol, elik shenes v'chaticha b'mashu. B'chametz of Pesach, that according to the Taz, we say that one mashu won't asur another mashu. Ein lahakel ela kushen nesra chaticha b'mashu b'chazur b'nafal acheres v'salkua. That's only if you the piece that became asur fell into other pieces and you remove the piece that became asur. Then pleitasa iser to mashu, and we say that the blios won't asur further. Koshi eshushim kenegdo. If the 60 against the piece, but that's only where I moved the piece that became asur. But if I did not remove the piece that became asur, will asur all the pieces. And therefore, the Taz says abu balach balach shenis arav b'derech zeh. Lach balach that gets mixed up, b'mashu ein lahokal kiven shenesu halach arishain b'teruvus. Since the first lach became asur through a teruvus, lemahari leachokach teruvus sheni, it won't help a second teruvus. The oisir iser enem is batal oilam, because the original iser cannot be removed because it's lach balach, and therefore will asur a second teruvus that it falls into. So in this as well, the Shach argues, and he says that according to Rabbeinu Tam, even if the iser is not recognizable, since it's only asur b'mashu, if it falls into other pieces, it's batal, because now it's called min be'in and minoy. And since we don't say chanan, the piece itself is not asur, it's only the mashu, and the mashu is min be'in and minoy. And therefore, it will be batal even if I do not remove the piece that became asur through a mashu. That's the basic machlokes between the Taz and the Shach. The Shach just sums up, let's just see at the end of the Nekudas HaKesef, in the Machon, on page Kuf Lamed Daled, on the left column, a few lines from the bottom, he says, a piece that becomes asur through a davar sheyesh lamatirim, like we said, for example, an egg that's born on Yontif, v'chein chametz be'er Pesach mishesh ulamala, or chametz on erev Pesach after chatzos, before shkia, it's only asur because it's called a davar sheyesh lamatirim after Pesach, it's mutter after Pesach, v'chol davar ha'oser b'mashu b'minoy. And anything that's asur only b'minoy im nafla hachaticha achokach lechaticha zacheiros. If this piece falls into other pieces, when it's bashed by mom and it's cooked with them, afilu hi gamkein minoy. Even if the second piece is also min of the first piece, ein etzoch shishim negra chatichas. We don't need 60. The kol shekhen she'ina asur b'mashu, and certainly doesn't asur b'mashu. The kol shekhen kishen nafla ena minoy. And certainly if it falls into ena minoy, she'in tzoch shishim negra chaticha. We don't need 60 against the piece. Mak negra isur. All we need to mevatel is the isur. V'chein chaticha shenesu b'mashu machmas chametz v'pesach v'avar lo v'pesach v'mezid ben shenishu v'bisuva, something that became asur, that's asur b'mashu on Pesach v'mezid, which is asur even after Pesach im chazur v'nizbashlo v'chaticha z'cheroiz afilu b'minon en tzor shishem negar chaticha. We don't need 60 against the piece, since it was, the isur is only asur b'mashu, and now after Pesach there's no longer din mashu, so we don't need 60 against the whole piece. All we need is 60 against the mashu. Avochametz v'pesach atzmai, avochametz and pesach itself, she'asur b'minoy b'mashu ben b'minoy ben shalei b'minoy, which is asur both b'minoy and shalei b'minoy. Ha'iseres hakol b'mashu. One mashu will asur another mashu. That's the basic points of the Shach and Taz. There are other points here in Negei Hilchos Pesach, which we can't go into, but Mr. Shem, we learn Hilchos Pesach, we'll see some of these dinim.